From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Senate negotiators have reached a deal on a bill that will create a restitution fund for sex trafficking victims. The two sides have been deadlocked for weeks over abortion funding restrictions under the measure. As NPR's Elsa Chang explains, the compromise clears a path to a confirmation vote for the attorney general nominee.
The impasse over abortion funding language in the bill dragged on for about a month and a half. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he would proceed to a confirmation vote for Loretta Lynch, the attorney general nominee, only after the Senate resolved the dispute over the sex trafficking bill. That's a condition Democrat Dick Durbin of Illinois found ironic.
Loretta Lynch has been recognized as a leader when it comes to prosecuting human traffickers. Why is that significant? Because the Republican leader announced that he was holding up her nomination until we passed a bill on human trafficking.
The Senate Judiciary Committee approved Lynch's nomination more than 50 days ago. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Senate has now scheduled a vote for Thursday morning on the nomination of Lynch to be the next U.S. Attorney General. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that police may not detain a traffic violator longer than needed so as to allow police time to conduct a dog sniff for drugs. As NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, the ruling came in the case of Dennis Rodriguez, who was stopped for briefly veering onto the highway shoulder.
Police Officer Morgan Strubel questioned Rodriguez and did the normal check of documents as well as checking for outstanding warrants. Strubel did the same for the passenger traveling with Rodriguez. 20 minutes after the stop began, Strubel issued a warning but did not allow the men to leave until another officer arrived and a dog sniff of the car could be conducted. The dog alerted and police found a bag of amphetamines. Now the Supreme Court has ruled that police may not, even briefly, prolong a traffic stop to conduct a search for evidence of a crime with no tie to roadway safety. A traffic stop does not license police to pursue unrelated investigations without reasonable suspicion, the court said. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The day after the Boston Marathon, opening statements began today in the penalty phase of the trial for the man who helped carry out the bombing at the race in 2013. Shahar Tsarnaev was convicted by a Boston jury of planting twin bombs near the finish line of the race that killed three and injured more than 260 others. Daniel Medwet is a law professor at Northeastern University and says at issue is whether Tsarnaev will receive the death penalty or life in prison.
Even though there is widespread opposition to the death penalty in Massachusetts, the folks who actually are on the jury here are people who are not opposed to the death penalty. So in a sense, it's impossible to predict whether they'll lean one way or the other.
Tsarnaev's older brother was also involved in the attack. He was later killed during a gun battle with police. A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 85 points. The Nasdaq gained 19 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. A rally was held in Baltimore tonight to remember Freddie Gray. Gray is the young African-American man who died during the course of an arrest recently. However, how Gray suffered a fatal spinal injury still isn't clear. Gray was placed in a police transport van after his arrest and later taken to the hospital. He died a week later after suffering what medical officials described as a significant spinal injury. The Justice Department has now opened a civil rights investigation into the case. Daily Show host Jon Stewart is announcing that August 6 will be his last day in that role. NPR's Eric Deggan says the late summer date gives Comedy Central lots of time to prepare fans for Stewart's farewell.
Fans already knew Jon Stewart was leaving The Daily Show, but when he announced the date during a taping Monday, the reaction was so odd, he couldn't help cracking a joke.
I will be wearing a suit. I will more than likely be showered. I'm sorry, I'll be wearing overalls and I won't shower.
But Stewart's departure is no joke for the 19-year-old program, which has 4 months to manage the exit of a host who turned it into a groundbreaking, Emmy-winning news satire. Stewart, 52, announced in February he would leave the show. Later, 31-year-old South African comic Trevor Noah was named as his replacement. Comedy Central has not said when Noah might begin hosting the show. Eric Deggans, NPR News.
If you missed out on buying some of the Lilly Pulitzer through Target collection, don't feel bad. Even the fashion icon's own granddaughter had a tough time snagging what she wanted. Palm Beach realtor Lisa Pulitzer says despite setting her alarm to get up early, she missed out on a floral print beach chair she wanted to buy. However, she says she was able to buy a signature printed hammock. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.